启示录第五章，
今天经文是启示录第五章一到十四节。启示录第五章，我看见坐宝座的右手中有书卷，里外都写着字，用漆印封眼了。我又看见一位大力的天使大声宣传说，有谁配展开那书卷，揭开那漆印呢？在天上、地上、地底下，没有能展开能观看那书卷的，因为没有配展开配观看那书卷的，我就大哭。长老中有一位对我说，不要哭，看啊，犹大支派中的狮子，大卫的根，他已得胜，能以展开那书卷，揭开那漆印。我又看见宝座与四活物，并长老之中有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的，有七角七眼，就是神的七个七灵，奉差遣往普天下去的。这羔羊前来，从坐宝座的右手里拿了书卷，他既拿了书卷，四活物和二十四长老就伏伏在羔羊面前，各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉，这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。他们唱新歌说，你配拿书卷，配揭开漆印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司归于神，在地上执掌王权。我又看见并听见宝座与活物并长老的周围有许多天使的声音，他们的数目有千千万万，大声说，曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞的。我又听见那天上、地上、地底下、沧海里和天地间一切所有被造之物都说，但愿颂赞、尊贵、荣耀、权势都归给坐宝座的和羔羊，直到永永远远。四活物就说阿们，众长老也伏伏敬拜。
谢谢 Charles。 Do you remember the last time here when I was speaking on chapter 4, what was it about?
大家记得我们上次跟大家在一起分享启示录第四章讲什么主题吗？
Probably you've forgotten, right?
大概忘记了吧。
It's about worship.
有关于敬拜。
And I say chapter 4 and chapter 5 is related.
第四章和第五章是相连贯的。
It's worship that takes place in heaven.
在天上的敬拜。
And I mentioned also that chapter 4 there is one hymn, and chapter 5 there is a second hymn.
在第四章有一个颂赞，在第五章也有一个颂赞。
And so chapter 5 we are looking at a hymn of redemption.
在第五章看到是一个救赎的一个颂赞。
But my theme for this book has been always, when I preach on this book, my theme I gave to you was, things must get worse before it gets better.
在教这个在讲分享这个主题的时候，我的主题一直都是事情在变好之前先越来越坏。
And so when we see what, starting from chapter 1 and then we went on to chapter 3, we see the visions of John and how Jesus Christ told John to speak to the seven churches.
我们从第一章到第三章，我们看到说神借由约翰来看到这个七个教会，神要对这七个教会说什么话。
And after that is finished, you find that in chapter 4, God in his give John another vision, that is a vision that took place in heaven, this worship service.
第四章讲到是神让约翰有这个意象，看到天上的敬拜是怎么样的。
And I related the chapter 4 and 5 with the church team in terms of one family under God, but we have three aspects, and the aspect of exalting the Lord or worship.
第四章第五章其实是跟我们今年教会的主题上帝之下主内一家的高举神的这个主题是紧紧相连的。
And where we can learn how to worship God and what to worship God about.
我们知道学习怎么样来敬拜神，也怎么样的来用怎么样态度来敬拜神。
And of course the other two teams, keeping the saints and evangelizing the lost is part of this being a family of God too.
另外两个教会的主题装备圣徒和真的向失丧的人传福音，这个都是也是接下来的部分。
And so, I want to start off by asking this question, who is worthy?
我首先要问大家，谁配得？
Who is worthy to worship the Lord?
谁配得来赞美？
And who is worthy to be worshipped?
谁配得接受这个赞美？
Honestly speaking, we are not worthy to worship this God.
老实说，我们不配得来赞，向神献上我们的赞美。
Unless God Himself takes away our sin.
除非神把我们的罪挪去。
Because we cannot stand in His presence to worship Him because of our sinfulness.
因为我们的罪，所以我们甚至没有办法在神的面前站立来向他献上敬拜。
But we are made worthy by Him to be able to worship Him.
因着神的关系，因着神的牺牲，所以我们能够能够配得在他面前向他献上敬拜。
And this is a privilege.
这是一个特权。
This is an honor.
这是一个荣耀。
And so whenever you have the chance to worship Him, come and worship Him.
所以每当有机会的时候，我们要不停的赞美神。
Don't take it as something that is like, you know, if I have time or am I free, then I worship Him.
不要想说等我有空有时间我再来敬拜神。
And so let's look at the text.
我们来看看经文。
Verses 1 and 2.
第一、第二节。
John in his vision, when he saw,And when he heard, he was sad because he thought no one is able to open or break open that seal.
这第一、第二节讲到这个有七个印的一个书卷。约翰很伤心，因为他觉得说没有人能够配得展开这个书卷。
And then here we see that he saw in his vision that there is this person that is God seated on the throne.Holding this scroll.
他在他的意象又看到这个坐在宝座上的神，手中拿着这个书卷。
And we know it is God because it was the Lamb that came and took the scroll from his right hand.
我们知道这是神，因为这个羔羊接下来出现，这个羔羊从他的右手拿去这个书卷。
And also we know that it is Christ because Christ does not sit in the center of the throne, but he sits at the right hand.
我们知道这个是基督，因为他不是坐在宝座中正中间，他是从坐在宝座的右手边，从神的手中接去的。
And the Lamb of God is to take the scroll and to break open the scroll, and in that scroll is going to describe for us what God is going to do in terms of judging His creation.
在这个书卷里面讲到有关神将怎么样审判这个世界的事情。
And in the scroll is actually also what some people say is that it is also a will.
这个书卷有点像是一个遗嘱。
Because in the Roman tradition, a will is written on a scroll too.
在罗马那时候的他们的这个文化里面，遗嘱是写在一个书卷上面的。
And it is sealed with seven seals.
是用七个印来封起来的。
But in this case, it's more than a will.
在这个今天的这个经文里面，当然不是不只是这个遗嘱。
It is a title deed to the ownership of this world.
它是一个这个契约，这个契约记载的是谁是这个世界的主宰。
Which is giving him the authority and the power.Over the world because he has purchased it with his blood.
这个契约就是载明了说谁是这个世界的主宰，并且告诉这个记载了说谁有这个权利拥有这个世界，因为是耶稣基督他摆上了他的血所赎来的。
But the thing is that Christ actually owned the world right in the beginning.
其实基督一开始从创世的时候就已经拥有这个世界了，他是这个世界的主宰了。
But it was stolen from him.
但是有人从他这边偷走，把世界偷走。
Because man fell into sin.
因为人犯了罪。
And so he used his own blood to purchase it back.
所以他用他的血来把它赎回。
So in other words, he's once again he becomes the owner of what he originally owned.
所以他再一次成为他本来就是属于他的这个主宰。
And he's going to open up this, break this seven seal and open up this scroll.
所以他要打开这个书卷，并且打开这个封印。
So in other words, The search for someone worthy has already been found.
这个在找说这到底是谁是配的啊，终于找到了。And
before Jesus actually appeared as the Lamb of God to take the scroll, John was crying.
在耶稣接去这个手卷之前，这个约翰在哭泣。
Because he thought that there was no one in heaven or on earth who is worthy enough to do it.
因为他认为天上地下没有人配得展开这个书卷。
And the word here, the Greek word here for weeping or crying is the exact word they used for Jesus when he was weeping over Jerusalem.
这边大哭，这个字是跟耶稣为耶路撒冷而痛哭哭嚎的用的字是一样的字。
Where there is this strong, unrestrained emotion that is coming out from him.
这是很强烈，没有克制的一个情绪的一个哭嚎。
Some of you may be thinking now in your mind and heart, in your mind say, hey, but I thought you say heaven has no tears.
有些人可能想说，诶，天堂不是没有眼泪吗？
You have to remember this is a vision.
你们要记得这个是一个意象。
John is still human.
约翰仍然在这个世界上。
Although he was asked to go up to heaven and in his vision.
在他的意象里面，他被邀请进入天堂的敬拜。
So he's not exactly in heaven, so to speak.
所以他并不是真的上了天堂，是在异象中。
And the reason he was crying so strongly emotionally is because he didn't have the answer. He didn't know who is worthy to open the scroll.
他之所以这么情绪性的哭，是因为他不知道有谁配得展开这个书卷。
No, when I was thinking about this, I said, it strikes my mind that is that, you know, we really don't need to know everything to believe in God.
我读到这边的时候，我就是感觉到说，我们其实不需要了解所有有关于神的事情。
You know, if God ordains it to happen, it will happen.
如果神他已经命定要发生的事情，就会发生。
If God decides that this is the truth, it will be the truth.
如果神 说这个是真理，这个就是真理。
So no matter how you think wrongly of a certain thing, the truth will always be the truth.
即使我们这认知上有错误，但是神是最后的真理的决定者。
And also if you don't know everything, it's okay.
即使我们不知道所有关神的事情，这也没有关系。
As long as you are willing to trust Him.
我们只要愿意来全心相信神。
Because if we need to know everything, then why do we need God?
如果我们知道所有的事情，我们还需要神做什么呢？
In fact, we don't need God. We may be smarter than God.
我们或许也比神聪明了。Because
God don't know how to communicate this to us, but we know how to process it ourselves.
假设我们知道所有事情，那我们不是比神聪明，因为神他还没有告诉我们这些事情。
And so we don't need to know even why Jesus has to go to the cross to die for us if we don't understand that.
我们即使不知道说基督为什么要上十字架为我们的罪受死，我们也不需要知道为什么。
Even while we are still sinners and enemies with Him, He died for us. You know, we cannot understand this concept.
我们甚至在做罪人的时候，和他与他为敌的时候，他就为我们死了。我们也没有办法理解说为什么会是这样子的一个事情。
It's okay.
这个没有关系。
And it is called faith.
这个就叫做信心。
If I need to know everything before I believe,
如果我在相信之前，我要知道这个所有的事情的原理的话，
it is no longer faith.
这就不是信了。
And it is no longer love.
也不是爱了。Because
genuine love has faith in it.
真正的爱是有信心在里面的。
And genuine love has no condition.
真正的爱是没有条件的。
True love must be expressed by faith.
真正的爱是透过信心来展现出来。
And so John didn't understand this.
所以约翰他不了解这些事情。
He didn't see who is worthy yet.
他不知道谁是配得的。
And so he wept.
所以他大哭。
He feels sad, he feels hopeless.
他觉得很没有盼望，他觉得很难过。
But the minute he sees the Lamb of God, everything dispelled. His fear, his worry, all dispelled.
但是当他看到神的羔羊的时候，他的所有的惧怕，他所有的怀疑都已经一扫而空。
And right before that, one of the elders told him, John, stop crying like a baby.
其中一个长老对他说，约翰，你不要像一个baby一样这样哭。
See the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals.
看来犹大支派的狮子大卫的根，他配得来展开这个书卷。
And no man or angel is worthy, but who? The Lamb of God.
没有人或是天使配得展开这个书卷，除了神的羔羊之外。
You know, Christ is worthy because of two titles.
基督他是配得，是因为他有两个位分。
Or at least seen in these two titles that is given to him.
至少有两个他这个身份。
First, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah.
首先是他是犹大支派的狮子。
And this title is seen first in Genesis 49.
一开始这个是从启示录的49章出来的。
Through Jacob's blessing.
透过雅各的赐福。
Why? Because Judah is representative of the kingly line of the tribe, the 12 tribes.
犹大是代表这个十二支派里面的君王的这一支。
And so it's already ordained or prophesied that from this line will come this kingly Messiah.
在那时候已经预言说君王将要从这个救世主将要从犹大而出。
But unfortunately, the Jewish people rejected him because his earthly father was a carpenter.
但是可惜的是，犹太人他弃绝了耶稣，因为他在世上的父亲是一个木匠。
And he didn't come as a king like David.
他并不是出生是一个君王，就像大卫一样。
In other words, they look at appearances and his status, they totally misjudge him.
看到他的外表，看到他的家世，就是做出错误的判断。
And that's how we make assumption and that's how we look at people, right?
这不就是我们常常会以貌取人的写照吗？
And as Christians, we always talk about Jesus Christ as the sacrificial lamb.
我们基督徒常常称耶稣为这个牺牲的羔羊。
And we often overlook this title of the Lion of Judah.
我们常常会忽视了犹大支派的狮子这样子一个称号。
Because when we think about the sacrificial lamb, we think of him taking away our sins.
我们想到牺牲的羔羊，我们是他把我们的罪挪去。
When we think of the Lion of Judah, he is going to be king over our lives.
犹大支派的狮子，他是我们生命中的主。
So we prefer the Lamb of God because it makes us feel good, happy, sad, not sad.
因为我们喜欢这个牺牲的羔羊，因为他把我们的罪挪去，我们会觉得就是没有罪，我们觉得高兴。
But when we think of him as a king and master, it means that we have to surrender our lives to him.
但是耶稣是一个王的话，是表示我们必须要向他臣服。
And here, he's the judge of the world.
这边是对这世界施行审判。
And so we often forget this title that Christ is given.
这个我们常常会忘记耶稣的这个一个称号。
And that's why we still live our life for ourselves than for him.
我们仍然过我们自己的生活，而不是为主来过活。
You know, when you think of Jesus only as a sacrificial lamb, we're only thinking about yourself.
我们如果仅仅认为耶稣是神的羔羊的话，或者牺牲的羔羊，那只是为我们自己而活。
But when you are thinking of him as the Lion of Judah, you are thinking of him.
我们如果想到他是犹大支派的狮子的话，我们是在以神为主。
Because then you realize that he is the king of your life and you want to live for him.
我们当我们知道说这样的话，我们知道他是我们生命中的主，我们要为他而过活。
And then when you think of this title, it tells you that as the king who judges the world, or the king and the judge of the world, it tells you that, or it suggests to you that there is a place called hell too.
如果说我们知道，认定说有这个王，或是这个审判世界的王的话， 那也要认定说会有地狱的存在。
And also when you think that when you believe there is a judgment, then there is that man has a problem because man has fear and guilt because of sin.
如果我们认定说有审判的话，因为我们人就是我们要认定说人是有罪的，因为我们有罪。
And then we also realize that when we have this kind of fear and guilt, then within us there's also a sense of right and wrong.
我们如果说认定人有罪或罪疚的话，那我们也认定说是我们有分别善恶的一个能力。
It also because of that sense of right and wrong, then it suggests that there is some kind of justice.
如果我们有分别这个对或错的话的能力的话，那就是我们认定就是这个世界上是有公理正义的。
And so you put the two together, judgment and justice, something must come first.
我们把这个审判和正义放在一起的时候，有一个会先出现。
If the world now is a place where sin thrives, it means that there will be judgment then.
如果这个世界上是充满罪的话，表示说审判会先来到。
And when judgment comes, so judgment must come first.Before justice come.
所以我们会先有看到审判，正义才会来到。
And to avoid this judgment, you must know the Lamb of God first.
要避免在这个被神审判，我们必须要相信神的羔羊。
And receive the salvation that He offers.
并且接受他所提供给我们的救恩。
And make Him the King of your life.
并且把他成为我们生命中的主。
And then you will live for him.
我们才能够为他而活。
And then a second title that is mentioned here is the root of David.
第二个称号是大卫的根。
And we know this and we read of this, the root of David or the descendants of David, in the gospel as well, in Matthew, in Luke.
在这个出现在马太跟路加福音里面。
And Luke,traces Jesus' family tree as a fulfillment of God's covenantal promise to David.
这个路加他记载了耶稣的家谱，他追溯到大卫大卫王，他这边在讲到说是与大卫所立神与大卫所立的约。
And then Paul in Romans 1:3 clearly tells us that he is a descendant of David.
在罗马书一章三节里面，他明确的保罗明确的讲到说这个耶稣是大卫的后代子孙。
And Jesus Christ is worthy because he is the son of David, a human being that can represent us men, and he is also the son of God who is divine, who can take away our sin.
耶稣他这双重的身份，一个是大卫的子孙，然后他可以代表人，另外一个是神的儿子，他可以为我们赎罪。
And so he is the ruler. He's not just the savior, he's the ruler of the heaven and earth.
他不只是拯救者，他也是一个统治者，天地万物的统治者。
And it's all the prophecies that is said about him is fulfilled in these two titles.
在这两个称号里面，他所有有关于他的预言都已经实现了。
And he is now worthy to stand before the Father and take the scroll from his hand and break open the scroll.
这就是为什么他这个配得来从父神的右手接去书卷，并且打开这个封印。
He made us worthy so that we can be worthy to worship him.
他也让我们配得，所以让我们能够配得来赞美他。
And then verses 6 to 10.
第六到第十节。
What he did, what makes him worthy enough to be worshipped?
这个为什么他是配得的呢？
Verse 6 talks about his sacrifice.
第六节讲到他的牺牲。
The Lamb of God.
神的羔羊。
You know, Christ stood between the throne with the four living creatures we read.
看到这个耶稣在宝座和四活物中间。
And then he was introduced not as the Lion of Judah, but he was introduced as the Lamb of God.
他并不是说他是犹大的羔羊，他是说神的羔羊。
And I already said earlier, the lamb must be sacrificed first before becoming the lion of Judah.
羔羊必须要先这个被杀，最后之后才能成为犹大的狮子。
And this word that is used for lamb is talking not about a full-grown sheep.
这个在讲到这个羔羊其实是一个长成的一头羊。
It's talking about a small little weak lamb.
他是在讲一个很小小很孱弱的羊。
In other words, when he was a man, he is not like a king that you expect him to be.
耶稣来到世上，他并不是像人所想象的一个荣耀尊贵的一个君王的形象。
But it is a son of a carpenter.
但是他是一个木匠的儿子。
And this lamb concept goes right back into the Old Testament.
这样的一个这个图像呢，这是从旧约开始就有了。
And in the Old Testament, every lamb that is sacrificed all points to this Messiah.
在旧约，所有被牺牲的羊都指向耶稣。
Only one it is referring to Christ Himself as our sacrifice in Isaiah.
在其中有其实只有一个地方在以赛亚书特别讲到说，这个就是这个羔羊就指向着我们的弥赛亚。
And in the New Testament, the Lamb of God, this title appears about 35 times.
在新约里面，神的羔羊出现35次。
And 31 of them actually is found in this book.
其中31次是出现在启示录里面。
And when it's presented here, you'll find that three things. That he's not an ordinary little weak lamb.
在这边展现的时候，我们知道说他已经不是一个这个孱弱软弱的羔羊了。
He is full of power and authority.
他是蛮有权柄，而且蛮有能力的羔羊。
Because first of all, he is presented here as someone who died but came back to life.
首先他是代表了他死了然后又活了。
Because when he saw him in the vision, he looks like he has died but he has come back to life.
在这个异象里面，约翰说像是被杀过的又活过来的。
You know, John saw that vision. This guy is.You know, he has all the marks of being crucified on the cross, and yet he is living.
约翰说，在这个他的异象里面，他看到这个羔羊的身上有许许多多被这个被这个伤害的一个伤痕但是他现在又活了。
So there's no mistake. It is Jesus Christ, the Lord.
所以这肯定是耶稣耶稣基督。
And second, in the vision he saw in a picture of the lamb.And this lamb is no ordinary lamb because he had seven horns.
第二个特点就是他有七个角。
You know, we would think that this lamb with seven horns, you would think that is a mutation.
如果你看到一只羊有七个角，可能觉得它是突变。
You know, but in the Bible, horns actually represent power and authority.
在圣经里面的角代表是力量和能力。
And Horns also represent, you know, the Hebrew word of horn actually has that, can sometimes be translated as head of a state or head of a group of people.
这个在希伯来文的里面，角也可以翻译成这个头，就是它这是居首位的。
And seven points or in the Bible is always used for perfection.
七这个字在圣经里面，总是指完美的。
Or fullness.
是完满的完美的。
So in other words, he is the head of all of creation, and he's perfect, not just in character, but he's perfect, and he's able to judge justly.
这边讲到他不只是所有受造物的头他也能够公正的来审判这个世界。
In other words, as a judge, you cannot bribe him.And give him some money. Hey, you show me favor. You can't do that.
就像就他是一个完全公正的法官，他不能够你没有办法来贿赂他。
Unlike the judge of this world.
不像这个世界上的法官。
And he's worthy because he redeemed the world by his own blood.
他是配得，是因为他用他自己的血来赎回这个世界。
And worthy now to open, break the seven seals and open the scroll.
他也配得来打开这个书卷，打开这个封印。
And he is worthy to execute the judgment that God is going to pour onto the earth.
他也配得来施行这个审判，施行这个对这个世界施行审判。
And then when we come to verse 7 and 8, you find that verse 7 is the actual act of taking that scroll from his father's hand.
第七节是这个从他神父神的右手拿了书卷。
And when that happened, everybody in that picture or in that vision around there, around the throne all break forth in praise.
当耶稣接过这个书卷的时候，所有这个在异象里面所有这个天上的敬拜就开始了。
And the hymn of redemption begins here.
这个救赎的歌颂这个颂赞就开始了。
And the hymn praises his worthiness as the redeemer.
颂赞的内容是在讲到说耶稣是称为一个救赎主是配得的。
The redeemer who is worthy.To take the scroll and break the seal, and he is also able, worthy to be the judge of the world and make the future better for us.
这个颂赞的内容讲到说，这个救赎主不但是配得揭开这个封印，他也是配得来审判这个世界，这未来将会更好。
And they can, and they were praising because this has been a long time waiting.
他们开始这个大声的颂赞，是因为这个他们等待了许久。
And the four living creatures, the 24 elders, fell down before the Lamb.
四活物和24位长老伏伏在羔羊面前。
In Revelation chapter 4, verse 10, the same thing happened, but it was bowing before the Father.
在启示录四章十节里面也是发生同样的事情，但是他们是在父神面前夫妇。
And so someone say this is a picture of God coronating his son to become the king.
所以有些人就解释这边是一个父神让他的儿子是一个新的王的加冕典礼。
Of the creation that he has created.
因为他成为这个全世界的全世界的王。
And in this praise, there was music.
在这个敬拜里面有音乐。
There was an elder who had a harp.
在有一个长老有一个琴。
Not just one, but seven, all the elders each had a harp.
每一个长老他都有琴。
You know, if you think of the elders we have in the church today, most of our elders are senior, like older people.
想到长老到很年纪可能都蛮长了。
If you can imagine our elders,carrying a harp playing, you'll be very surprised, right?
如果说我们想到我们的长老每个人都拿个竖琴在弹的话，可能会觉得蛮惊讶的。
Because usually harps are played by sweet young little girls.
通常竖琴我们想到的应该是一个年轻的女孩子玩的乐器。
But the point is that the harps are often associated with worship in the Bible.
在圣经里面，这个琴常常就是跟敬拜是连在一起的。
And they are connected with prophecy as well in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面也和这个预言合在一起的。
Second Kings and First Chronicles, you will find this.
在历代志上和列王记下有看到许多相关的经文。
And so it's someone said that this is symbolic of all the prophecies about Jesus being fulfilled as the Savior, King, and Judge.
这边就讲到说，这是一个代表耶稣基督完成了所有的预言的一个象征。
And the elders, beside having the harps, they had golden bowls full of incense.
这些长老除了琴之外，他们还有盛满了香的金炉。
Similar to those bowls that are used in the earthly temple.
我们就像在地上这个庙里面的一些这个炉子一样。
Where it holds the incense.
他们是盛着香的。
And so, the explanation or the given is that they symbolizes the priestly intercession for the people before God.
在这边代表是这个祭司为人的代求。
And so they represent the prayers of the saints from all ages and all the prophecies that were made until now.
这个就代表世世代代, 这个圣徒的代求。
So in other words, all the prayers were made throughout history, God is answering them now.
所有世代圣徒的代求, 神在这边就一次完全的回答了。
And in other words, our prayers are not made in vain.
换句话说, 我们的祷告不是, 白白的祷告。
God is answering, not now, but during this time.
神或许不是在现在, 在我们祷告的时候就回应, 但是他最后会回应的。
You know, I can't remember whether I told you the story.
我不记得我们有跟大家分享这个故事。
You know, about how many of us? Can't remember. Seven of us? Seven of us got a free helicopter ride.
我们七个人, 就是去坐了这个直升机。
Free of charge.
不用钱的。
But you don't want to sit if you can avoid it.
如果你有机会, 你不会想要坐的。
Last year we were climbing Pyramid Hip and we were coming down from Pyramid Pit.
去年, 牧师师母还有他们其他一些弟兄姐妹去爬山。
And when we were coming down, it was raining.
他们下山的时候开始下雨。
And it was right after lunch.
在这午餐之后。
And we wandered and we got lost because we took a wrong turn.
他们就走错了路，转错了弯，所以就迷路了。
And we did not have signal on our cell phone.
在手机也没有信号。
And until finally we, it was about 7-8 o'clock, I can't remember, in the night.
在终于到晚上七八点的时候。
When we reached a spot on a hill, we were able to get one bar signal.
我们终于在一个地方, 在某一个点能够有, 一点点的信号。
Then we call 911.
我们就打911。
And but before that, while we were wondering, we stopped many times, we stopped one time and we all prayed together as a group.
在我们, 这个迷路的当中, 我们中间有一段, 有一次, 停下来, 我们一起来祷告。
But along the way, I was praying and praying that God, you lead us out of this mess.
在中间, 我不断不断地向神祷告, 来求神来带领我们离开这个, 迷路的景况。
Until we got that one bar signal.
一直到我们收到这个微, 微弱的信号。
And we managed to use the GPS to show our spot, even though we cannot describe exactly where we are, and give it to the transmit it to the cell phone of the 911 operator.
我们即使不知道我们身在哪里，可是手机的定位功能能够把我们的确切的位置传给这个 救难人员。
And we were told to stay there until we see the helicopter coming.
我们, 救难人员叫我们待在原处, 一直等到他们出现为止。
And but it's dark, it's raining, and wet, we were shivering.
那时候又晚又冷, 又还在下雨。
I thought I was going to die there.
我那时候以为我要死了。
Okay. And my wife was smart enough, she called back and said, hey, we have seniors and a child.
师母那时候很聪明, 她就再打回去, 她说, 我们有, 长者, 还有孩子们。
We don't think they can last until the morning.
我不认为他们能够可以撑到早上。
And about 10-11 o'clock, I think we then heard the helicopter coming.
一直到10点11点才听到直升机的声音。
All I know is that we had to go on two trips to bring seven of us down there.
他来回两次才把我们七个人都再下山。
And after that, I think back. I say, God answers prayers.
我现在回想，我下山之后回想，神是回应祷告的神。
God heard our prayers and God led us out of the mess.
神听到我们的祷告，他也带领我们离开了这个迷路的境况。
God is doing that for the saints at this point of time in Revelation.
在启示录这边，神他也为这些圣徒的祷告来回应。
Justice is going to be served.
正义会终将会被彰显。
Redemption and restoration will begin.
这个救赎和这个恢复才会展开。
It must begin first before judgment happens to the wicked.
在这个开始之前，神会先审判一些恶人。
But only one person can do it.
只有一个人可以做。
That is the Lamb.
只有羔羊能够做。
He is worthy to reverse the curse of sin that was placed on man and creation when Adam sinned.
羔羊他能够唯有羔羊能够破除罪的从亚当以来罪的咒诅。
And when you understand this, then you can understand why the praise is given at this point of time.
当我们了解了这个经文的时候，我们就知道说为什么在这个特别的地方要开始来颂赞神。
And so the elders with the incense brought all these petitions and prayer of the saints into the open.
这个四个活物和二十四长老开始在颂赞耶稣的时候
Then the saints and the angels together sang a new song.
圣徒和天使来唱新歌
We know that saints as human beings we worship God, we sing song, right?
我们人对神我们颂赞的时候我们唱歌嘛
And we never hear about angels singing song untilHere, together with men.
我们一直不知道天使也是会唱颂赞歌一直到这个地方。
Because only once in the Bible is ever mentioned about angels singing.
圣经只有一个地方提到，其另外一个地方也提到这个天使歌唱。
In the book of Job.
在约伯记里面。
But never together with men.
但是他不是跟人在一起的。
But this is man and angel together worshiping God.
这是人和天使一起的来颂赞神。
And this hymn of redemption is similar, someone says, is similar to Psalms 33, Psalms 4, Psalms 96, and 98.
很多人说这个颂赞跟这个诗篇33篇第四篇96篇98篇很像。
In other words, whatever we sing here on earth, The thoughts or the lyrics and everything may be the same kind of idea that is revealed in scriptures for us that we will use in worship of God.
我们想想，如果我们今天唱的歌其实是在诗篇里面，在圣经里面所启示的，我们的思想，我们对神的了解可能就是我们将来在天上跟天使一同唱的歌。
You know, when I think about this, it's really comforting in the sense that, you know, our worship actually is appreciated by God.
当我想到这个我感觉到非常的安心因为我们的颂赞这样对神的了解对神颂赞是神是悦纳的。
Our thoughts expressed in song will also be used in the future.
在我们透过诗歌里面所唱出我们的想法也将来也会被神所来用。
And in this hymn, it affirms the worthiness of Christ as the Lamb of God, the Lion of Judah, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords.
他这边在讲就是耶稣是配得因为他是神的羔羊犹大的狮子万王之王万主之主。
And it is also affirming that he died for our sins and he has purchased us with his blood.
这也再次确定是他是为我们的罪而死并且用他的血买赎我们的。
And he purchased man for God from every tribe, language and people and nation.
他是从各族、各方、各民、各国中买回来的。
Not just the Jews.
不只是犹太人。
And verse 6, here actually 9 and 10 elaborated much more of what verse 6 says.
第九、第十节更详细的解释了第六节的内容。
And the Greek word here for purchase is from the word we translate even as redemption.
在希腊字的买这个字其实我们是用买赎的这个翻译。
Okay. And when the word redemption or the word purchase in the Greek, it's actually the usage of that word comes from the people when they buy the slaves from the marketplace.
这个买赎这个字它这个希腊原本的意思是在指奴隶从市场上买回来奴隶。
And then they let them go or set them free.
然后让他们能够自由。
So, in other words, some slaves are bought by their owner or are bought in the marketplace and they may end up as free instead of being slaves.
在市场上被买的奴隶有些奴隶是会被他们的主人释放的。
But those are very rare cases.
但是这个情况很少。
Because if they are like us, you know, every cent count, then we make use of the slaves.
但是如果像我们的话，我们觉得说我们不想要浪费钱，我们可能要继续用这个奴隶。
But it's a picture of what? The future is better because we will be freed from the bondage of sin forever.
这是一个未来美好的图像，因为我们不再被罪捆绑。
And so that's why he is worthy to be worshipped.
这就是为什么他是配得赞美，配得被赞、被颂赞的。
And the phrase every tribe, language, and people and nation is found in this book several times.
各族、各方、各民、各国在这个启示录里面出现许多次。
And then this phrase encompasses the all of humanity.
这就表示所有的人类。
And in Christ's redemption, the result of it is that we become a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on earth forever.
这个就是表示说我们成为这个国民，并且成为祭司，并且在地上掌王权。
And so the praise actually, you know, if you notice the pronoun, it moved from us, that is the group that we're worshiping, to them.
然后如果注意这个主词的话，是从我们变成他们。
So it reveals the comprehensiveness of Jesus' redemption.
这就代表耶稣救恩的一个完整性、完全性。
And so there is hope for anyone who turns to Christ.
对所有人来讲都是一个盼望。
How worthy is he? Verse 11 to 14.
11到14节，他是多么的配得呢？
He's all worthy because 11 and 12 shows us that all the angels worship him.
他是配的，因为所有的天使都敬拜他。
John saw in verse 11, he said he looked and he heard.
约翰这边说，又看见又且听见，这是他第四次用这个这样的词。
What did he see and what did he hear?
他看到听到什么呢？
He hear the voice of many angels. He saw the four living creatures and the 24 elders and hear them too.
他看到许多天使，他也看到这24位长老。
And all of them joining together to sing and worship God.
所有的天使长老都聚集在一起，来向神献上敬拜。
And the number of angels is so many that is described here as numbering thousand upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. In other words, it's uncountable.
天使的数量是没有办法数，这边写千千万万。
But we know that this is more than double of the actual size of the angels because it's one third of the angels that are fallen. In other words, this is two thirds. At least.
所以我们至少知道说他是比那些堕落的天使要多两倍。
And they were proclaiming, Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power, wealth, wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory, and praise.
他们宣告说，曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞的。
And the focus of their worship is Christ the Savior.
敬拜的中心、敬拜的焦点是基督。
And I've said before, when we come to the worship service, it's not who stands here to lead worship or who stands here to preach.
我之前说过，我们来到这个礼拜天来敬拜的时候，重点不是谁在带领敬拜，说是谁在讲道。
But it's Him that we put our focus on.
我们的焦点应该是在耶稣基督。
And then 13 and 14, not only just the angels and the elders and the living creatures. He says in 13 and 14 that all creatures worship him.
13、14节讲到不只是天使和长老，所有的受造物，天上地下所有的受造物都来向神献上敬拜。
Every created thing.
所有的受造物。
In heaven and on earth.
天上地下。
Under the earth and on the sea.
地底下沧海里。
All that is in them join and worship the Lamb.
天地间一切被受造物都来归颂赞给神。
And the four living creatures, when he hear all these creatures from heaven and earth worshipping, they shouted and agreed with them with this phrase, Amen.
这个四个活物听到所有的受造之物向耶稣献上敬拜的时候，他们就说阿门。
And that phrase or that word means let it be or make it happen.
阿门的意思就是诚心所愿或是愿主成就的意思。
People always say that Amen is yes, but literally Amen means let it happen or let it be or make it happen or make it be.
这个就是阿门的意思是希望神来成就这是诚心所愿的意思。
That means in other words, at this point when the scroll is broken and open up,Whatever is going to take place, the four living creatures is saying, let it be so, let it happen.
这个意思就是说，当这个书卷被展开的时候，这个四个活物就向基督说，愿意这个成就。
That is the pouring of the wrath of God on to the earth.
那就是神的愤怒倾倒在地上的时候。
Before the new kingdom and the new earth is.Establish.
紧接下来就会有新天新地。
That's a story about that is written in this book.
这就是这个意象里面这个启示录里面所讲的。
James Michener. He wrote a book called The Source.
James Michener 他写一本书叫做根源。
And in his book, he tells a story about a man named Abel.
在这个书里面呢，他讲一个男人，他叫做 Abel， 他的故事。
And this guy is a farmer.
这个人是一个农夫。
And in those times, the people at that time worship the god of death and the god of fertility.
在那时候呢，他们敬拜的是死亡之神和丰收女神。
So one day, the priest of the temple God and goddesses, they call all the villagers to the temple.
有一天，这个祭司呢，他叫所有的这个农民来到村民来到这个庙里面。
And they want them to bring their sons to the temple to be sacrificed.
他要他们带他们的儿子来到这个庙里面来献上来牺牲。
So that they can have good crops.
所以他们这样子，他们才能够有丰收。
And so, Abel.Obey and he went.
这个农夫主角呢，他也就遵从，他也就去了。
And he not only brought his son, but he also brought his wife.
他不只是带了他的儿子，他也带了他的妻子。
And they really sacrificed the child. And we read this kind of story in the Bible as well, where Baal is worshipped and they offer child sacrifice so that they can have good crops.
所以说他是真的把他的儿子在故事里面他真的把他儿子牺牲了献上希望能够有丰收。
And then the priest after that make an announcement.
这个祭司呢在这个之后他也这个宣布一件事情。
No, just like after service, we usually make announcement. He make an announcement.
他也宣布就像我们这个最后结束的时候有宣布事项一样。
And he says, this week we have a new temple prostitute.
这个礼拜我们有一个新的庙祭。
And the wife, Abel's wife, noticed that there was a desire written all over the face of her husband.
这个妻子发现她的先生脸上充满了这个欲望。
When his name was called to spend the night with this prostitute.
当这个祭司叫到他先生的名字，他要在这个跟这个庙妓相处一个礼拜。
And when she left the temple,
当这个妻子离开这个庙的时候呢
，in her mind it was swimming and she was struggling with what just has happened.
刚发生的事情，她实在是她需要时间来这个处理一下。
And in that story, James Michener says that this is what she said.
在这个故事里面，这个作者他是这样子说，这个太太她是这样子想的。
He said, "If my husband had different gods."
如果我的先生有敬拜不一样的神的话
He would be a different man.
他就是成为一个不一样的男人了。
You see, the God you worship will determine who you are.
我们敬拜的神会决定我们成为什么样的人。
How you live your life.
我们怎么样过我们的日子。
And the God we worship is worthy because He sacrificed Himself for us.
我们敬拜的神他是配得，因为他牺牲他自己的生命。
And if we truly are His worshippers, we will sacrifice ourselves for Him.
他我们像其他的宗教，他们是把自己的生命摆上。
And He not only saved us, but He is also transforming us to become holy and blameless.
他不但把自己的性命摆上，他也让我们能够成为无瑕疵、圣洁无瑕疵的。
And this is we know as the sanctification process.
我们知道这个就是成圣的过程。
See, we are being made to become holy like our God.
我们在这个过程中慢慢的越来越像主。
And this is why He takes away our unworthiness, our unholiness.
这就是他怎么样把我们的不配，把我们的不洁净挪去。
And make us worthy to worship Him.
让我们能够成为配得颂赞他的。
So if you really are a believer and you worship this God, then we must be like Him.
我们如果真是真正的相信主的人，我们必须要像主。
We must exalt Him.
我们必须要高举主。
Not just with our mouth.
不只是我们口头上而已。
But with our lives.
就用我们的生命来高举主。
And when we do that,
当我们做这样的事情的时候呢，
we will do what He tells us to do.
我们就会做神所吩咐我们做的事情。
As a family of God.
成为主内的一家人。
That is to make Him known.
也是让神的名来广传。
Because Jesus' command before He went up to heaven was, go and make disciples of all nations.
耶稣在升天的之前，他告诉门徒要来使万民做他的门徒。
So we not only become like Him, we will do what He calls us to do.
我们不只是要像他，我们也要遵守他的使命。
Last Wednesday, we were here for the all church prayer meeting.
在礼拜三的时候，我们一起在这边有全教会的祷告。
The chairman of the board, he led the prayer meeting.
这个执事会的主席他带领这个祷告。
And he asked us as members of this church to shout out, what do you see in our church that we have sinned as a church?
那时候他要大家来讲出我们教会的罪是什么。
And everyone starts shouting the sins that they know or they think that we are guilty of.
很多人都讲出这个我们教会的罪。
And he asks us to repent of it.
他叫大家来悔改。
Repent as a church.
身为一个教
on behalf of the church.
身为教会代表教会来悔改。
I don't know what you see and what you think.
我不知道大家在教会看到了什么。
But if you know, you don't have to shout out.
如果你知道的话，你不需要大声的叫出来。
But in your prayer time at home or and alone, ask God to forgive the church for such and such a sin.
但是在我们自己跟神相处的时候，求神来赦免我们，也赦免教会的一些罪。
Then we can be that lamppost like the seven churches.
这样子我们才能够成为主耶稣基督的灯台。
And we can worship Him worthily.
我们才能够配得来颂赞他。
May God help us.
求神帮助我们。
Father, you have spoken, and we, 天父你已经跟我们照着你的话语跟我们说了话了。所以求神你自己帮助我们可以好像你一样圣洁那位神。奉主耶稣的名求。阿们。